Iranian pilgrims who have been staying in the holy city of Medina for a few days later traveled to the holy city of Mecca in order to perform their Hajj rituals. But on their way to the holy city of Mecca, they have to stop at a mosque called the Mosque of Shajarat. And here, the Mosque of Shajarat, they must become muhrim. That means they have to wear the ihram. And later, they will travel to the holy city of Mecca in order to perform their Hajj ritual.
Miqat is the place of getting into the state of ihram in Umrah and Tamattu. One of the places for Miqat is the Mosque of Shajarat. It is the Miqat for people of Medina who intend to go to Mecca. The Mosque of Shajarat is situated 7 kilometers from Medina. By following the tradition of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of Allah upon him and his progeny, pilgrims proceeding from Medina to Mecca do the ihram at this mosque. All those who head for the Holy Kaaba in Mecca have to stop in the Miqat, take off their ordinary clothes, put on ihram, and go towards Masjid al-Haram while saying Labbaik. The Miqat is a station where a pilgrim waits for permission to enter God's house and purification from all pollutions. Hence, performing ghusl or the ritual washing of the body before putting on ihram is a praiseworthy act for a pilgrim. After performing ghusl, men wrap themselves with 2 pieces of unstitched white cloth instead of elegant cloth, which make people distinct from one another. In this way, they become detached from the world and enter the realm of submission. In other words, a pilgrim takes off the robe of disobedience and puts on the garment of piety, prepared for saying, Labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, labbaika la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk, la sharika laka labbaik, meaning, yes, here I am, O Lord, here I am. Here I am, there is no partner for you, here I am. Surely praise, grace, and kingship are yours. There is no partner for you, here I am. A pilgrim has to hold his tongue, for a great number of man's sins result from his tongue. A man's deeds can be ruined as a result of a slip of a tongue. Therefore, it is incumbent on the pilgrims to be careful about what they say and not to invalidate their great acts. They must refrain from telling lies, backbiting, swearing, taking oath, self-praising, finding faults with others, mocking, joking, and vexing others. Therefore, a pilgrim should keep on remembering God, to be reckless in a state of ihram, to let eyes, ears, and tongues free to do what they wish, to insult the cook, the courier, and the co-travelers means to dishonor the host in his house.
Amir Abbas Malik Shalali.